We started off last week. We said that to the extent that a Kadosh Baruch Hu bestows more goodness on a person, so he also has to serve Hashem more. I think Jonathan's not here. Huh? Okay, we'll see what happens to him. And we said that the tovus that the Kadosh Baruch Hu bestows on us is divided into four categories. So the first category we saw last week, those of the tovus hakolim is called bnei ha'adam b'shover. Those are the goodnesses that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to everybody equally. That's what everybody has, the things that you see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. There's no distinction. Everybody gets the same, those same purposes. It's mentioned that you should look in Shara Bechina. And therefore, since the goodness is bestowed equally, then everybody has that field. The avoided to is Kulam B'Shavah. And we said that means keeping all the mitzvahs. Asichliyos. Shukayim asarav v'chanoich v'noyach v'bonav v'mitzim b'mother goyim. The goyim wants to get favors from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, equal to everybody. And therefore, they also chayev to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. At least in all the mitzvahs, asichliyos. Obviously not Torah mitzvahs, but all the things that are the seichaldik that a person would have worked out even if he didn't have Torah. That's the Bekelali, what we spoke about. And now we're going to start on Reish Samach Beis, Hasuga Sheni. Tzayna Tovah Shehaboyre Meitiv La'echad Ha'amim U'La'achas Ha'umois. Those are the goodnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on one nation. What are the nations? For example, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was native Klali, so that he took us out of Mitzrayim and brought us there to Canaan. Therefore, they're obligated more than just the avoida sichlis that we mentioned earlier. But avoida yitzayir shehi kiyum chukei Torah sheina seichel mechayev lekayem otam. That means you have to keep the chukei Torah, which the seichel doesn't mechayev a person to do. The seichel, whose seichel would come up with shaknas or what's of a cholo of them? The chukei Torah. No, you have to keep them. Even though they're beyond the sichli, God mitzvahs paraduma, it's a shatnas. Chutz mash yizir va'ira is some lekayim es hamitzvahs asichlois. So over and above the mitzvahs asichlis that we have to, that we're obligated to keep like everybody else, because Klal Yisrael got goodnesses and bestowed upon them that other nations didn't. So we have other things that are mutl upon us to be oived in, and those are the chukei Torah. Somebody who makabels upon himself, this avoider, lichvoida elokim, meitiv imoy hakel betoivus haimilchodos umachayvatoit murosa bavoidus mosefes. It keeps going on. This person that's machayv and he's makabel upon himself, this avoider, lakovet Hashem, so Hashem gives him more toivus. Because you get more toivus, now for the extra toivus you get him, so then there's more avoider. Which may avoid a mutelis al kol umasov al shah b'nei shiftoi. Besides, everybody else in the nation and in his tribe, he's got more. Kamo shahadu moitzi metzal shevet Levi. For example, where do you see this? Where do you see this manifest? So shevet Levi. Shevet Levi. When that be Moshe Nefesh to risk their lives, to answer the call of Hashem of Moshe, Mila Hashem alai, and to kill the Oivdei Ha'egel, Moshe Nema v'yoyim Mila Hashem alai v'yesofu alav knol bnei Levi. When that rallying cry went out, all of bnei Levi came. So from amongst Bnei Levi. He gave an extra tovus. He chose Aaron and Bonov to be the Kohanim. But Tivlem Yesim mitzvahs Masher Sharuma, because the Kohanim got more tovus, so they got more mitzvahs. I left it alone. And obviously, they get much more schar in Olam Haba. When we say Bnei Yisrael, Shemamre, it's Rotzen Abayis Barach, who knows all Mishtei Amaylois. If somebody's part of Bnei Yisrael, then he rebels against the Rabbi Yisrael Olam. So he falls from two levels. In Mailis Umasoi, he falls from the level of his nation, of his people, in this case, Klal Yisrael. And he also falls from the mind of just everybody else, all of the human race. And you'll get punished in both worlds. Two things there. He brings down the Rosha. The one talking about Olam Haba, and the one's talking about Olam Hazeh, v'lo yarech yomim b'olam hazeh. So Toiv is talking about Olam Haba, that's the Tzadikim. And v'lo yarech yomim is talking about Olam Hazeh. So that's one level up. That's the second level of Toivus. The first Toivus goes to everybody. And therefore, the minimum mitzvah that a person has to keep, the whole human race, they have to keep, including the mitzvahs of sichlis, not just the mitzvahs of Benoach, all the mitzvahs of sichlis, whatever there is. Klal Yisrael gets more. So they get given more, so they have more mitzvahs, and it carries on. And within Klal Yisrael, there's certain groups, certain we saw, for example, the Kohanim, that get more goodness, more goodness bestowed on them, closer to Hashem, so they have more chiyuvim. So it's hand in hand. To the extent that you're getting goodness, so too you have more chiyuvim to be able to Hashem. That's the klal. But so that's two things. So what could be more than that? The suga shlishi, haim atoivus shelokim meitiv la'achas mimashpochos ha'uma. That is within the nation, within the tribe, within Klal Yisrael, you have a family, and that family gets Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him toivus, unique for him. For example, he gave the Kuna Levi to Shevet Levi. Dovin HaMelech's descendants got the Melucha. Therefore, they have more Avoida. Avoida Sakahuna, Valevia, Yedua, Umaverisi, Besefer Torah Seilokim. The special avoider that the Kohanim have, that the Levim have, that's Mefurish in the Sefer Torah. V'ilu avoida amutelis al Beis David, Yizoy Shenemro, Beis David, Ko Amar Hashem, Dino Leboike Mishpot, V'atzilu Gzul Miyad Oishek. We have to go to Yirmiyahu there to see the special Dinim Mishpot. Of David HaMelech, of Shevet Yehuda, of David HaMelech, descendants of David, not just every Shevet Yehuda, means anyone descended from David. Those people in Shevet Levi and in sorry, one second. I can't see Jonathan. Okay, now so Jonathan's on and I can't see his face. So, all right, but said I left to live with a little black face. So these people, these groups, Kahuna, Levir, David, descendants of David, Malchus, they have more avoida. If they keep this more avoida, but famous, so they're doing it because they want to do the rotzen of Hashem. So they get in this world extra toivus. Extra toivus for Olam Haba. So they get in this world extra toivus. And Mamela, they get extra schein Olam Haba. And they get chosen to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael and the lachik, the sadders of Klal Yisrael. ויעמוד פינקס ויפלל, ותעצו המגפה, ותחשוב לו לצטוק לדור ודור עד אילו. That meister that Pinchas did, that brought upon, first of all, he became part of the kahuna. He became part of the kahuna, so Kosh Bochu gave him all the gifts of the kahuna. That mechaives him more. V'nei ma'oid, v'akonim alim b'nei tzadok, ashe shomris mishmeris mikdoshai, b'toiz b'nei Yisrael ma'al heima, yikruvu alai l'shoraseinu, l'shoraseini, v'ize kohanim, the descendants of Tzadok, that they kept very carefully all the kedusha there in the Migdash and of Klal Yisrael. Could be after the Migdash, I'm not sure, but they kept the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So Kodesh Baruch Hu brings them closer to his service. We say, Himres Rotzen Elokim, Al Yedei Tovus HaMechodes Eile, Harei Noifu Mikol HaMedregas Elyoni Bo'ilam Haseh, Yisbo Tzarav Bo'ilam Habo. Somebody who rebels against all of this, instead of taking the tovus and the extra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him and using it to go higher, he doesn't use it properly. So he falls from those levels and he doesn't have it. So it's not going to be so pleasant in this world and definitely not in the next world. We're talking about serious professional research. We're talking about some people. We're talking about most people that rebel. Koirach was a rebellion. So that's the example of those that lose everything. It's not present in this world, and Olam Haba is Tzar Rav Bo'olam Haba, Chas V'Chelila. But, so there we have already three categories, the whole human race. Then we have Klal Yisrael. Then we have, within Klal Yisrael, we have certain categories. And then within those categories, we have certain families. Certain individuals that were able to achieve more, that there's more goodness bestowed upon them, so the obligation is greater. He repeats himself because we saw Levi and the Kohen already in Suk Sheni. Now we're seeing it again in Suk Shlishi. I'm not sure what that's about. Just pointing out an observation here. In Chelek Shlishi, they come as a mishpocha of the Ummah. And in Chelek Sheni, so ma nafkamina, what's the difference there? We see Aaron was chosen, maybe because it was just Aaron. They were individuals, maybe they weren't Chosnish. There it came about Levi because of the Mesiris Nefesh of the Mi Hashem Alai. Yeah, doesn't really explain what it's about. Don't know why they repeated, yeah. How they managed to get into both categories. The categories are different, how do you get into both categories? Sorry here. Okay, Hasuga Revi. Aina Toivus Shelokim Haitiv Leben Adam Boided. Now we get to single individuals. Up to now, we've spoken about the whole human race, the whole of Klal Yisrael, within Klal Yisrael, certain Shlotim, Mishpochas. The fourth level is the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows good on a person alone, one person. Ritnu Rak Lo Bilvad Misham Mishpachtoi. Only he gets it. Not his family, not his nation, him alone. The Yetzer B'nai Adam, Kagon, Novi Bechir Hashem, Umoishul Mani Gauma. You have a certain Novi, person who becomes a Novi, or somebody who's the ruler, or he's the leader of the nation, or Chochem Shelokim Nosen Lo Rechochem, or Tvuna Ve'etzer, that big Chochem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon him, a spirit of wisdom and deep understanding, and Eitzah, Ukiyati Ba'ila, unique individuals in every door. Bakol Achas Mitoivas Eilim Ukiyava Adam Bavoidi Yisera Elokim. These chosen people, individuals, in repayment for the, or in relation to the extra Toivas they're getting, so they're Machayev more avoided to Hashem. Umishoiva Avoida Zu B'Shleimus, and someone who goes, again, the same pattern. Somebody who's oivered for shlemus, this extra avoided that he gets, might see if in tovus elu liskam etzlo tomid. Kein oisen a tovus a kolelus oisam im yeser bnei adam. He gets all the tovus that everybody else is getting, the first three categories. The third category, he may not be getting anything special there. He may not be from the kohen of the Levi, from David. But let's say included in all those, the where it's relevant, the three categories that we've seen above. Plus, he gets all these extra ones as well. And the Torah is that only he got given. Is always talking about Olam Haba. So let's just see what he says, yeah? So when he does his job properly, he brings David HaMelech and his kingship as an example. Yet again, you see there's a bit of an overlap in the categories. David was an individual, even though it was Shevet Yehuda, but ultimately the Melucha was a favor given Dafka to David HaMelech and his descendants. It wasn't given to the whole Shevet. You have to be from Shevet Yehuda to be a Melech. Aval Mashiach has to come. Melech has to come from Zerah David. A lot of Bnei Yehuda that aren't from Zerah David. So David got the special goodness bestowed on him, says the Machayv Lo Be Yote, when he does it faithfully, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Koyach V'das. He gives him Koyach and Das. He gives him these extra qualities in order to be able to fulfill his purpose properly. And he brings the Pasuk, Nishba Hashem LeDavid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvur to David, Emes Lo Yoshiv Mimeni, the truth will never move from you. The fruit of your womb, of your loins, whatever, will sit on your throne. If your descendants will keep my covenant and my edus, means keeping the Torah, I will teach their children as well. They will forever sit on your seat. And we see that they also get chanun haba. Again, the same pattern. The one who gets more goodness, so he's machayev more avoider. Right. He'll do the more avoider benemonos, so he'll get more avoider to get more stra. Keeps going up and up. If Chasrili lets go, he rebels against it, so then he'll lose all of that, and he'll end up in those two issues that we saw earlier. In this world, the one that rebels against all this unique goodness that was given dafka to him, there was a special cheshbon with him in this world. Here we're talking about where the two sons of Aaron died. V'yidoim Aaron. What's Loshen Bekroivai Akadesh? So he brings the idea of Firashi, Alidei Shaseh Din V'anish Es V'chirei HaKroivim Alai L'shoroseinu. I'll do Din for those that I've drawn close to me to serve me. There'll be a Kiddush Hashem in front of everybody. Dafka, the ones that were drawn close to me, when they slip up, Kachut Asara even, then Hashem does din. So there you see that's Makad Hashem Shemayim. So if not sure that works, whatever Zeh Lo Na'aseh Shelanu Achshav.
Rabbi, I just have a quick question. Rabbi read that they were punished because they slipped up a little bit, let's say. What, and Moshe said to Aaron, I thought it was going to be one of us. That he was, when he said that, did he mean that they would make some sort of mistake and they would be killed? What he thought was going to happen?
I don't know.
I mean, that's so hard for me to understand, that whole Indian.
I don't know. They brought an Azor. We have to stand on their level what they did wrong. They weren't. This wasn't an open rebellion like Kairach. Right. On their level, what exactly they did wrong, I'm saying. But why Moshe would have thought that it was something shaykh to him as well? I don't know. Let's learn the parsha properly. I don't know.
I've tried to learn it for years. I still don't understand it.
Oh, okay. Rav Aaron Kotler was called up to be Chosin Torah. No, Chosin Torah, he gives to the Rosh Yeshiva, the great Aron Kohen, was mechubed with Chosin Torah. As he walked up to the bimah, somebody heard him mumbling under his breath in Yiddish. 50 years I've been the Chosin and I still don't know the color. So what are you worrying about? Okay, we have to come back at it. We have to look at it again. Mitzvah Shem, remind me when you get back. Let's look at it together. Maybe let's learn it up and see what we can come up with there.
That would be great.
Okay, no, I have to see things inside. I don't remember all these things. You have to look carefully and see all the words and see bidyuk. Okay. V'tmuras abas sugya toives. How are we doing for time? V'tmuras abas sugya toives lololu. Okay. These are the four categories of toives, the four different types of toives. They're not that difficult. They're just slightly different levels. We saw they're pretty overlapping as well. He's created a whole distinction here. Well, they're local. I mean, the first category we see is very different from everything else. That's just the human race in general. Then you step into cholesterol. 2, 3, and 4 is cholesterol and compartments within cholesterol. That's what the whole of Shara Avodas Elokim is all about. You come out of Shara Bechina and you recognize all the Tovis and the Chochma and how much good Hashem does for us. Shara Avodas Elokim takes the next step and says, that Tovis that Hashem is doing you, so now you have to buy with Hashem. That's the whole story here. There's different categories, different degrees, different amounts, different chayvus, depending on the chayvus the person's getting. Well, that's the ganzer story here. And then we'll see the next shahr is shahr betochen, which he says that's the most important thing you need to avoid as Hashem. Because without a betochen, you're not freed up to serve Hashem. That's the bit of the structure that we're starting to get a bit of a feel for you. Utmuras abba sugya toivus salolu mutchayovim bnei adam la'avo deselokim. In return, for these four categories of toives, a person is obligated to serve Hashem. Kol echad b'makibil the toives shehu nehne mehem. Everybody according to the goodness that he's getting. Kol shavoyer ma'isif l'adam toives, olav lahisif t'murasan b'avodas Hashem. You get another grandchild, you have another child. You had a better year this year, panosa, you got a nice bonus. I'm just giving you some very from the top of my head examples. The mechayevs more avodas Hashem. Not that you're not drowning it already. You have to see what that means practically. I mean, every time something happens, you take on 63 new mitzvahs. I'm saying the person we have to know exactly how that pans out practically. About raya shadova kach, the proof that this is true. Shiratoyre chayev la hafrish miatvu is maisa. Would never have guessed to go there for this proof. The Torah obligates a person to take maaser from his produce. As the Torah says, called tvuah zarecha. You have to tithe all your produce. Somebody gets, let's use our terminology, a ton of produce. Yeah, they had a good crop this year, gets a ton of produce. There's to take 1/10 of a ton. Someone who gives the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who gives him 10 ton. So he has to take 10 tons. It means the more Hashem gives you, the more you need to maise. That means the more you have to be over. The first guy, let's go back to 100 kur. So he only took 9.5 instead of 10. The first guy took half a percent less. So take 10%, he only took 9.5. Well, he's going to get punished for that. The other person, he took more. Then he took what he was supposed to take. He took 10%. So he gets half for that. He gets half for that 10% because he was being Oved Hashem. But then ani may varaya, he means ain lo ben. Shelo chol alav hachayva muteles ala'ab lemules b'no'evel alam d'toira. someone like Kosh Baruch Hu didn't bless him with a son. So then he's not chayv to do the mitzvah of milah, he's not chayv to teach him Torah. If a person who limps, he's chosse, he can't walk, so he's potter from the mitzvah of the regal. It's a fascinating insight, because I'm telling you, it's a bubble by rhyme. Person who's healthy, because Baruch Hu is giving him the goodness of health. So he has to keep all the mitzvahs that a healthy person keeps. Person who's not well, that's for Chalila. As he's potter from all those mitzvahs. Because he doesn't owe a Kodesh Baruch Hu because he doesn't have the favor. We'll just finish off the last paragraph. This example, he says. Everybody that Hashem gives special privileges, special goodnesses, you have to add in relation to what you're getting, avoid Hashem. The great Hasidim used to get very, very, very like uptight. The hovel, the nevolim, they were very, very frightened when goodness used to come upon them in this world. Two reasons they used to get mamash. Because they were scared that they wouldn't be able to pay back a Kodesh Baruch Hu properly for this new toiva that they just received. They get punished for that. Therefore, this good that they got will turn out to be evil for them because they didn't utilize it properly for their voidus Hashem. Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov's terrified. What's he terrified of? He's terrified. Yeah. All the chesed Hashem did him, and he didn't do the avodas Hashem in relation to that. So that there's an oinus waiting for him at his time. He got it. They kach schorim boilam abo. He's going to lose his chana olam abo. K'mosh pirsha kadmonim. It's a pasuk u'mashalim l'soinav alponav lahavidoy. Hashem pays people in this world in order to wipe them out in the next world. That was Yaakov was worried about. Whereas ba'ati lachad daya tzorich es haklal. I've explained to you enough the principle of how much you have to add to avoid a Hashem, depending on the tovus that Hashem is doing for you. So we have to sit down and do some cheshbon here. That's maybe why there's a shah cheshbon and nefesh later on as well. The person has to do some serious cheshbon here. When he looked at all the tovus Hashem does for him,
right?
You do some comparisons between you and the guy next door and you realize it's overwhelming. Is that machayev? Is that machayev something? And if not, there's a that favor can turn around and bite you. And we're all overwhelmed with chesed. Hashem overwhelms us with goodness. So next week, during the week, while you're on holiday, you've got time to think about all these pleasant thoughts.
Enjoy yourself. Think about that. You, Rabbi, as well. I appreciate it, Rabbi.
Have a good night. Joining me. It's mamash. No, it's kavaldik. It's a big chesed. I need this. It's my delic for the week. Thank you.
Shkoyach, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rebbetzin, as well, for letting you join the show. Okay.
Call to Lila.
See you soon. Call to.